We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning, Tammy Roman.
Hey, hey.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Yes, I happened to be watching when you announced that you were pregnant.
Yes.
Which was shocking to a lot of people.
You pregnant now?
I'm pregnant right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, you couldn't tell?
You just gained a little weight. I'm like, oh, okay.
When I sit down, you can't tell. Shall I stand for
yes,
you?
Yes, let's see. Okay.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, you know, that's normal for a lot of girls nowadays to have a little gut.
So it's like, not normal for me.
Okay.
You like a girl with a little gut?
No, man.
Okay.
No. But yeah, so I did see you guys on Marriage Boot Camp.
Yes, that's and, where it all started.
And your boo, and he's 17 years younger than you are.
Yes,
cool
he
head
is.
Cougar.
Yeah. You know what, Charlamagne? I knew you were going to be the person to say it. Only because you know how much I hate that term. Cougar just feels like, you know, you're taken care of. You know, like the... No,
yes.
But I don't take care of him.
You should.
I'm not a sugar mama.
That was the whole point.
Well, no, it's not.
I used to mess with this 40-year-old woman from Jersey. Yeah. She used to send me a car service to pick me up.
Oh, yeah, I ain't doing none of that.
Give me fried chicken and Twinkies in a little bag.
You
and
she gave you fried
chicks. No, for real. She used to write me checks for like $2,500.
So you were a prostitute.
So she bought your love.
Hey, call me what you want. I was having a good time. We were happy. That's what we were.
See, now, if a woman did that, it's a problem, but it's okay to give you plastic baggies with Twinkies.
Hey, we were happy.
Okay.
We were
And so
happy.
What happened?
I mean, she was married, so I, you know.
Oh, yikes. It's too many levels
married.
To this. It's too many levels to that relationship. But no, I do not take care of Reggie, just for the world to know.
So was this pregnancy was planned?
Like, yeah, planned as best it could be. I mean, I never thought that I would have children again.
Mm-hmm.
But because he is 17 years younger, he's never been married. He's never had children. And so, you know, what I learned on marriage boot camp was how to compromise
right.
in the relationship. And so I decided to, you know, give him what he doesn't have.
He's in his 20s.
Yes, he is.
What is he, 28?
Wow. He's 28.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at Papadoc. No, I did not meet him at the club, Charlemagne. I met him at Papadoc because, you know, I'm a greedy chick. So I'm always out eating.
Being pregnant is a great excuse to keep eating,
yes,
too.
It is. I love it. Nobody says anything now.
Did you feel a way when you first met him that, and you knew he was that young? Or
I did. Mm-hmm. I did because I was like, oh, my God, he's closer to my daughter's age than mine. My oldest one will be 21 this year.
He might try to holler. Well, he could
no,
try to holler.
No,
you know, oh, so, but he
no.
might got some friends for her.
You know what the thing about it, though, is he's a very mature 28. I will say that we're equally yoked in that sense. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we're comparable to each other in terms of his wisdom and things that he's experienced and how his upbringing was. It's the same as mine.
Did you take him serious? Or he's like, nah, he's too young. I'm just going
to smash
it.
He had to convince you.
Yeah, he had to convince me. That's the perfect thing. Is gotcha. I had to see where his mind was and what he was talking about and where he's trying to go in life and all of that stuff.
Now, you also had been in a relationship when you did Basketball Wives
yes.
that you chose to hide
mm-hmm.
from the TV world.
Yeah.
Did that show affect your relationship and perhaps, you know, make it not work out?
No, I was just with a cheater. And I didn't know. And I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I found out the hard way.
Oh, what's the hard way?
Looking at his, yeah, he had used my computer one time and left his Twitter up, and I saw all the DMs. So that's how I found out.
Now, that's interesting because I would have thought on the show they would have wanted you to bring your boyfriend on.
Oh, they did. I just didn't feel like, you know, Basketball Wives is a different type of situation mm-hmm. because I'm on the show because I used to be married to Kenny Anderson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't feel like it would be appropriate to bring a new relationship into that situation.
But you guys were married so long ago. It wasn't like it was.
Yeah, but I mean, still at the end of the day, the reason I was on Basketball Wives
is
because of Kenny Anderson. And I give him, you know, if it weren't for that relationship, I wouldn't have been allowed to be on that show.
Mm-hmm. So. You and Shawnee are still cool.
Yes.
So, and you guys are back on Basketball Wives LA.
Yes, we are.
I was surprised about that. Now, how did that even happen?
Shawnee called me because, you know, the truth of the matter is Miami has been the favorite in terms of the installment for Basketball Wives. Mm-hmm. LA struggles sometimes in the ratings. And Shawnee was like, you know, I'm in LA. You're in LA a lot of the time. Let's just, you know, make some appearances on there and
let's get this check.
Yeah. Spike the numbers up.
Are you friends anymore, with any of those?
No.
You don't smoke. You stop smoking.
She's
yes.
She used to be a heavy smoker, though.
I did.
Yeah, but how'd you just stop cold turkey?
I didn't stop cold turkey. I used medicine called Chantix.
Oh, what the hell is that?
It's a quit smoking medicine.
Like a patch?
It's a
like
pill. It's a pill. Mm. It's a pill.
So you started popping Molly instead of smoking?
You know what? It's a pill that, you know, helps you quit smoking, works on your nervous system and things
of
that nature.
You still have to take it?
No, I can't take it now. Oh, I started long before we decided to get pregnant.
Did
now,
it
are
work?
You friends with any of these
I'm
girls?
I'm not smoking.
She's not smoking. Well.
But was it hard, though? Like,
it was hard, yeah. But, you know, like 3 weeks in, I wasn't smoking anymore and didn't want a cigarette.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They always say when you're used to having something in your mouth, you have to always have something in your mouth. And that's why I'm going to ask you to spit your gum out right now.
Go ahead.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Because we can hear it, I'm sure.
You can hear it.
You can always hear it chewing. People like,
I'll just hold it.
She just did a teacher. You
know, you're going to put it back in.
I know, put it back in.
Put it to your parents later. You got to save it.
You got to save gum.
It's an oral fixation. It's an oral fixation.
I'm not in Newark no more. You don't have to save your gum.
I want my gum.
You're going to afford another piece of gum.
It was a fresh piece, and it still had the sugar.
I'm going
to hold it.
I've never heard of that one.
Now, are you friends with any of the girls from Basketball Wives LA?
I'm going to be honest, and I'm not going to say that we're friends because I don't use that term lightly. Mm-hmm. But I know Jackie. I've been in the same circles as her. I've been out at clubs with Malaysia, you know, but I wouldn't consider us friends. But I would say that we've gotten closer since the taping.
Have you been watching what's going on with Drea in Orlando?
I have seen that in the blogs. They're off again now, right?
Yeah, I guess he got a restraining order against her.
Right, because he wanted her to move out of his house.
And I guess she was allegedly throwing things at him and, mm-hmm. you know, threatened to put bleach in his eyes and all of that.
Wow, it's that deep.
Yeah.
But do we believe it, though?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, this is the restraining order. This is his claim. She hasn't said anything about it yet. So this is what's out there.
Okay. Because, I mean, they're so on again, off again all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know there was some scuttlebutt about her trying to have her own show.
Some scuttle what?
Some scuttlebutt.
I've never heard that
I've
word.
Never heard it. What
some
is
fodder. Some fodder.
Scuttlebutt.
Some,
scuttlebutt you.
Some fodder.
Oh, so about, you think maybe this might be her trying
to
pop off?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's too many times, you know, and every time they do something, they have to go to the blogs with it. I mean, like, y'all not together, just fade away from each other and just let somebody ask, what happened to Dre right. and Orlando?
True. True.
What about you getting your own show? Because I was thinking, is she going to do Basketball Wives LA and then do her own show with her new boo and baby on the way?
Well, quite honestly, we've been working on that for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And each time it just doesn't seem like the right time for me. I mean, if I decide to let the world into this whole baby having situation with me and Reggie, then maybe so.
Your life has been in front of the world a lot because obviously you started off on The Real World.
Right.
Right. And then mm-hmm. you did Basketball Wives, you did, you know, Marriage Boot Camp. Mm-hmm. Now you're back on basketball. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you had got out of the reality show realm.
You did. Why you did Wife Swap?
I did Wife Swap. Yeah, well. Yeah. I had gotten out of it, but now it's a different time, and that is what TV is. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of scripted programming, especially for African Americans. Not to get all into that conversation, but reality TV is what's on TV right now. So if you want to keep working, you can't be a TV personality and not be on TV.
What about Evelyn's show? Have you checked out her show yet?
I have not. Have you?
It was only been one episode so far, but I did DVR and I do plan to watch it.
So you have not?
No, not yet, but I'm going to.
Have you, Charlamagne?
Absolutely not.
How about
I
you,
didn't know she had a show.
Nope.
You knew she had a show.
I really did not. Last time I saw her, she was crying on Iyana.
That's my problem.
Sybil Lozada.
I thought that was just Iyana. I thought she was crying on Iyana.
Mm-mm. She had her own show.
I have no idea.
So who do you still keep in contact with besides Shawnee from Basketball Wife?
Royce.
Just Royce?
Yeah, just okay. Royce for the most part.
I see her baby daddy's been in the blogs a lot lately, too.
He's always in the blogs. He's always in the blogs. He's always doing something. I mean, you know, some people like it. I personally don't like being in the blogs.
Right.
I feel like unless it's really something valuable, I don't consider some of the things that are on the blogs news.
Does it concern you that perhaps when you first met Reggie, is he trying to be with me because I'm, you know, a celebrity, I've been on
Did I think that? Mm-hmm. Or
did you think that at all, ever?
No, I never thought that because he didn't know who I was when we met. So he just treated me real like, you know, yeah, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did that just to get the and it worked.
Yeah. he was on TV.
Or I could have played along just
true,
so I could get
true,
the D.
True.
And it worked.
He's from Houston.
How do your girls like him?
They love him. They love him. Yeah, they, you know, I mean, like, it's really a good adjusted blended family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people would think that my daughters would be like, oh, mom, you know, he's so much younger. He's closer to our age. You know, we could be in college with him, but my daughters are just like, he makes you happy and we want to see our mom happy. So they're happy for me.
Is it true that you had a heart attack from poor dieting?
I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of heart attack? Like a big one?
No.
What kind of heart attack?
I know.
It's levels. Fred Sanford told us that.
There are levels to heart attacks, yeah. But I had a mini heart attack. And it was due to diet and smoking, and I'm also a diabetic. And so, you know, those are all the things that I'm worried about with this pregnancy is mm-hmm. just trying to do the right thing so that, you know.
Where were you when it was happening?
Healthy. Houston.
Wow. At the crib? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Jeez. That's crazy. I remember reading that you were rushed to the hospital, and I was like,
yes.
What happened to Tim?
Yep. That's what happened.
Do you consider, like, people that you did these shows, like Royce is your real friend, Shawnee is your friend in real life, like something like that happens, they call you right away, and they're like, girl, what happened? Are you okay?
You're saying, is that what I base friendship on?
No, I'm saying, are they your real friends?
Did they call you?
Yes. Because I watched Basketball Wives, and I saw Malaysia was upset that Drea didn't even reach out to her when she saw that she was getting divorced.
Yeah, I did see that. I think that if people really genuinely care about you, that, I mean, like, I have people that I know in passing that mm-hmm. reached out and were like, you know, I hope you're okay. I heard about the situation. So the people that I feel that I've allowed into my space enough to consider them a friend, definitely I'm hoping they reach out. And I think that's what Malaysia was going through.
Okay. And then I just want to ask you one last thing about reality TV. There's so much, like Lala was on here and she was mm-hmm. saying it's really difficult to be taken seriously in acting,
yes.
doing a reality show. So yes. that's why she stopped.
That's why she stopped her show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's why she stopped her show. Now for you, because I know you act also,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like it hurts you when it comes to acting?
I definitely think that it hurts me because unfortunately there are a lot of new casting directors. Even though I have been doing this for like 14 years, those casting directors, some of them aren't in the business anymore. So now the casting directors of new only mm-hmm. know me from Basketball Wives. They don't even know that I can act. So it is difficult at times, but, you know, I just, if there's an audition that comes through and it works for me, you know, I go out and hopefully I get it, just like I did this new pilot called The Assist that stars Nick Young and Brooke Valentine and a young lady named Paris Phillips. You know, when opportunities are out there and I'm able to audition, I go in and I just do what I need to do.
So that show is picked up and everything, The Assist?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. What did you do on the show with Halle Berry?
Yes, Extant on CBS.
Okay.
Yeah, but now the story's gone on and my character's no longer needed.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's been a blessing for you because you have been able to work still constantly.
I think people need to respect my hustle because I'm one of the few people who's been on TV for about 21 years consistently. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might know me from Basketball Wives or whatever, but there are a lot of people who do shows and they fade away and you never hear from them again.
So we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
The show. When does the show come on again?
Marriage Boot Camp, Fridays at 9
now,
on WE TV.
Your daughter have a best
and also Basketball Wise Sundays.
Yes.
That lives at the house?
Yes.
He's not gay?
No.
And that you don't have a problem with that?
No.
Wow, you're a good mom. You're a good mom. You got must have cameras everywhere in that house.
No, we don't. I just trust my daughters. I raised them right.
All right. Do you trust him?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You know he got a penis, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I know he does. He uses it quite often, just not on my daughters.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's Tammy Roman. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.